Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Hey, we're joined on the guest line right now by Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. Lieutenant Governor, how are you, sir? Whoop, did we get you? And Governor, are you there?
I'm here.
Hey, there we go. All right. Sorry about that. We were trying to go to you and we couldn't get it to come up real quick. But hey,
no
we appreciate
worries.
You. Appreciate you taking the time. Where do we find you on this July the 5th?
Well, on July the 5th, we're actually doing one of our real jobs. We're working on the farm today, getting some cattle ready to ship next Tuesday for sale and finishing up some hay. So we're trying to balance our life these days. As you know, being out on the campaign trail, you got to actually also do your real job.
You know, I know I've said this to you before, but I just appreciate all of you folks who take on the task of running for statewide office, because you're out on the road so much and you've been campaigning, Lord, for over 2 years. I remember doing an event that you were at in Cottleville at the public schoolhouse, and this has to be a couple of years ago that you were just starting to step out and get out there. But how do you keep, I mean, you've got horses and you've got cattle and you've got hay. I mean, how do you keep a farm running while you're out and about in the big Kehoe bus?
Well, we are fortunate to have great neighbors. And as I say in Missouri, we don't just know our neighbors, we help our neighbors. And that quote comes from a great friend of mine who was a Farm Bureau president for 20 years named Charlie Cruz. So we're blessed to have some really good neighbors. And I actually have a teacher on summer break from Rittner who she lives down next to us at the farm and takes care of a lot of our stuff on a day-to-day basis. So and then Claudia and I, we're very involved in hauling the hay, fixing fence. I baled and stacked the hay this week. So we do a little bit of everything to try to make ends meet and keep the farm moving.
I saw some video of you on social media of you out on the tractor baling the hay, putting it all together. You know, I've spent an awful lot of summers in northwest Arkansas hauling hay, but people don't really put it in bales much anymore, do they? They put them in the big round things now.
Well, yeah, we use a round baler. We put up quite a bit round hay. That's what you feed. That's the easiest way to feed cattle. But horses, I still prefer the square hay. So we put up quite a few. You know, we had a square hay production ranch for a long time at this very farm, and we used to put up tens of thousands of square hay each year. But as our life got busier, we had to kind of get away from that piece of the business. But we do a lot of squares still just for myself and a few friends of mine who are horse people.
You know, my dad used to tell me that hauling hay was character building, and he wasn't wrong, man. When it's 100 well, degrees out there and you're getting a quarter of bale and you're splitting it, you know, three, four ways, and the truck is getting 25% of it.
Yeah, Mr. Sinclair, you know, as I grew up with him and learned the farm business from Dave Sinclair, he would bring trucks down from the dealership, and the flatbed of the truck, the very first spot you could put a piece of hay on was 3.5 foot from the ground. So to your point, once you got two or three stacks high, you were throwing that thing 10 feet in the air. So you never get to haul square hay when it's 60 and nice out, do you? It's always 110 and humid as heck. So
And you always got to watch out for what's being baled in there, because you want to make sure it won't bite you.
There's always some critters, is right.
There is. So what did you do for the 4th of July? When you're out trying to run for governor, I'm sure you probably spent it at some 4th of July celebration.
Oh, yeah. There were several volunteers in 4th of July parades that we had all over from Poplar Bluff to California, Missouri, all over the state that we had volunteers put together. Ourself, personally, we were in Marshfield, Missouri, Claudia and I, with 35 volunteers. Marshfield has the oldest parade west of the Mississippi. It was the 145th year for the 4th of July parade. It is, if you saw a Norman Rockwell painting on what a 4th of July parade looks like in small town America, it would be Marshfield, Missouri. I mean, there's tens of thousands of people, flags, everybody celebrating our independence and just proud to be Americans. And it was a great experience. We had a great group with us and really enjoyed that parade. We've been in it several times, actually, and they've asked us to come back. So that was a great parade.
We were just talking, Ryan Wiggins was in here earlier. We were just talking about the fact of going to small town America to do a 4th of July parade is just a sense of Americana and American pride that you just don't find everywhere.
Yeah, you know, Marshfield, it's been obviously several years ago, 30, 40 years ago, George H. Bush, as president, came in and walked in this parade.
No way.
So they love that piece of history. And it's kind of cool to think about that to your point, we had the most powerful man in the world several years ago, one of our best presidents with George H. Bush, who said, you know where I'm going to go for 4th of July? I'm going to Marshfield, Missouri. And that's pretty special.
That is pretty special. Hey, I got a chance to be at an event that you were at the other day that I was telling somebody, I have not been at an event for one candidate. You know, normally when you end up in an event that's got a whole bunch of people at it, it's an event that's got another purpose and a candidate just kind of shows up and talks. But you had an event at Hunter Farms last week that I got the chance to be at. And I got to tell you, it was the most amazing campaign event that I have ever seen, because there were, I want to say, 25 statewide organizations who have endorsed your campaign. But I had never seen them all line up. They had a representative from every one of them who lined up and went up on stage. They said who they were, what the organization was, how many members were part of their organization, and why they were endorsing Mike Kehoe for governor. Where do you think that passion is coming from for your campaign? Why are they endorsing you?
Well, a couple of things. One, thank you for being there. It's always great to have a professional like yourself help us with those events. Number two, as you know, there were 350 people there, and it was very emotional. You know, I got to the microphone, it's the first thing I said. I mean, I've spoke to a lot of crowds, but that was amazing. And it was great to see so many supporters in such a good mood and ready to roll to make a difference in Missouri on August 6th. But to the endorsed organizations, and by the way, next week there's a few more people that we know are going to be announcing. It's been incredibly humbling to have these organizations come forward. And as you know, Mike, some of them said, in our 98-year history, we've never endorsed somebody. In our 42-year history, we've never endorsed somebody. In our 70-year history, many of those organizations have never gotten to a political race. But I really believe, and they believe, and their members believe, this is a watershed moment for the state of Missouri. As you well know, on August 6th, you're likely picking your next governor. If we're fortunate enough to be chosen, I'm sure any candidate will work hard to make sure they win in November. But the August 6th primary is so important to Missouri this year because of just the way the state is leaning, and thank goodness leaning in a conservative direction. And these organizations believe that in me, well, number one, which is incredibly humbling, as I mentioned, but they believe a small business person that understands how to get things done is the best person also to govern the state. Donald J. Trump has proven this many times, is that business people in any level of government tend to make a better person because they understand how to negotiate and they understand how to bring people, in my case and in Donald Trump's case, to a conservative solution. Doesn't mean you have to compromise your values. It doesn't mean you have to compromise being a conservative. It does mean that you can get people to move to another position when you understand the business world. I've negotiated deals for 35 years in my small business career. So these organizations believe that we're ready to lead on day one. We don't need any training wheels, and that when we get into office, we're actually going to get things done that are good for Missouri.
So when you're going through, what do we have, 32 days left until the primary election? And actually, I think absentee voting is actually started in Missouri.
You can absentee vote right now. That's correct. So if you're going to be out of town or you know something's going to legitimately keep you from voting on August 6th, you can do that now. And then starting July 23rd, you can do no excuses early voting. So you can go to your polling place, your county courthouse, or where that you typically would go, and you can look that up on a website. We have links on our website as well.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo, if you've persevered through. You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And you can go and vote early. And we think that's important because in August, people are on vacation. They're taking their kids to school. They got lots of things happening, and primary turnout is a little bit hard to drive. So we're trying to make sure people know that right now, if you have a legitimate excuse, or then on July 23rd, no excuse needed. 2 weeks out, you can go vote early, and that's important for us to make sure people understand that option.
So I think it's a good thing that people are getting more opportunities to vote, and I really hope that we see a large turnout that happens at this election. There was some polling that came out recently that shows that this race is really getting tight to where it used to be more spread out, but things are kind of getting to a really tight area. I think it showed you were in the lead by a little bit in the latest poll that I saw. But what's the plan for the last 32 days to try to bring this thing home?
Well, we're going to continue our bus tour. As you know, we started 5 weeks ago in a bus that's wrapped from one end to the other. We have now done just short of 4,000 miles in the bus and 110 stops, and that represents over 60 counties and 85 different cities. We're going to continue that tour across the state. My wife is a saint traveling with us, and as you know, more people like her than me usually when we get done with these bus stops. But we're going to continue to go right to the people. We think that's the best way to do it. We've been fortunate in fundraising that we'll have resources to get our message out electronically, the traditional method on TV and radio as well. And so we believe that if we can continue to show people who Mike Kehoe is, the very humble beginnings that he came from, the incredible American dream that I've been able to live because of a lot of people helping me, and the success we've had in small business, that those are the qualities that Missourians are going to want to lead our state, all while keeping conservative Christian family values at the tip of my tongue. That's who I'll always be, and we will drive our decisions with those values moving forward.
Well, Lieutenant Governor, we wish you the best as you're bringing this thing down to the end. I know you've got to be looking forward to August 6th and probably trying to let the wheels cool off on that bus that you seem to be doing. So we wish you the best. Keep it between the lines, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road.
All right, buddy. I really appreciate having me on, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to get in front of Missourians and hopefully come out ahead on August 6th.
We appreciate the time. Be careful out there.
Thank you.
That is Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. This race is getting tight. You know, it was Jay Ashcroft's name at the very top when it first took off, and it looked like it was kind of his race. And then Kehoe just kept plugging away. And then Bill Igel has really come up lately. I just saw a new commercial with Bill Igel with a flamethrower that's on his new TV spot. So things are definitely heating up all the way around. It's important that you get out there and vote. Find your candidate. Find the person who fits you and fits who you think is going to be the best person. We have got an awful lot of elections this year. And August 6th is really important, all the way down from senator and governor, all the way down to your county races. Spend some time. Get to know who these people are. There are a lot of statewide races that are going on that a lot of times we just don't pay that much attention to. Everybody kind of pays attention to governor. And you may pay attention to secretary of state, but you've got a treasurer position that's out there and others that really deserve your attention. You need to spend some time getting to know those candidates. And as we get the opportunity, we're going to try to bring them to you and give you the opportunity to get to know who they are and get to know a little bit more about them. My name is Mike Elam. Thanks for letting me sit in with you on your July 5th. We are going to do Wiggins America on the other side. Thanks for hanging out today. Annie Fry Show, Mike Elam on 97.1 FM Talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.